Teres Zoro shows to them as Derechitzoin Teret. This Teret that you make for Nadovo, it's not supposed to be brought, even though you put on the outside, is there still Teret. Shame is Derechitzoin Mekadis Psulim, El Royaloi. Because Mizbech HaChitzoin is only Mikadis Psulim, that's fit for that Mizbech. But here, Keteris Zoro, or Keteris of a Nedova, which is not fit for it, is not Mikadishit. But the Apnim, you learn like this. But the Mizbech HaPnim, Bein Royalo, Bein Shein Royalo, even though it's not fit for it, still will be Mikadishit. My time, what's the reason? Horitzpo, Vai Klisharis. The difference is, Rashi says, "Hi, Ritzpa means Mizbech HaChitzoin, the binyan avodim. It was made from stone. Shla Nimshach, he didn't make a meshucha. Hashem and Mishka didn't go on those avodim. The figure there, Frank, to shosle bezuchamura. Therefore, the gedusha and Mizbech HaChitzoin is not so strong. Therefore, it's only mekadesh things that's roy for it, but not a keteres zora that's not fit for it. But v'hai the Mizbech HaPnim, it's a klisharis. Rashi says it means v'nimshach im haMishkan." It was Nimshach with the Mishkan. So therefore, since it was Nimshach with the Mishkan, therefore it has bigger Kedusha, therefore Pshan the Bryce would be that it's even the Kaddish things that are not fit for it. Sechami Kteris Nedova, if you'd put it on top of the Zdech HaPnimi, you'd be allowed to leave it there. You would not have to take it down. Here, now the Mishnah says, HaShoich Yedes HaZevach. The Somri Shech, the Korbin, Rashi says, the Korbin Shlomim, or any other korban that is bosset eat, that the cranes let eat from it. So it does like this, Ashurchet es hazevach, Lizurach doma bachutz, he has in mind to make this riko, Shlodim koimai, not in the right place, to make this riko outside. That's what he has in mind, Bishashchita. Oi, mixas doma bachutz, even only a part of the dump, do it outside. Whereas, lahakdir mur bachutz, lahakdir remur bachutz, he has in mind, Bishashchita, to burn the fat outside the mizbech in the wrong place. That's called machshavis, Shleibim Kaimai. Or he mixas the Murim Echus, even though he only has in mind to burn a little part of the Amurim outside the Mizbeach. Or else, Lechal Besar Bechutz, he has in mind to eat the Basar outside of its Makam, whether it's Yushlaim or whether it's the Azaro, or he Kezayas the Besar Bechutz, or even only Kezayas of it, or Lechal Kezayas Meor Ha'alya, or else he has in mind to eat the Kezayas of the or of the ayah, the skin of the ayah bachutz outside, the chiddush shit that's also called basar, but he has in mind heated outside. So pasul, the locher is, all these things make a psul in the carbon, and enech nami nalari to meet anymore, but v'ein the chorus, it's not called the machshavas pickle here, and it does not make a chiv chorus. If you eat from this meat, you're not chayav chorus. Ma'ashenkin, let's say, b'shash shchit you have in mind, lizurak domi lamochor, to make his riker on the mizbeach, just you have in mind to do it, shloi bizmanah, to do it tomorrow. This is a machshavas pigul that puts a chiyuv karas upon the meat. Or else even nixas dam l'mocher, you only have in mind to make a zrika on part of the dam tomorrow. But you're supposed to do it today, and you have in mind to do it tomorrow. Even though you do it today, but this machshav alone makes it pigul. Or else you have in mind now b'shashchita lahakter imur l'mocher, that you want to burn the fat tomorrow. By mixas imur l'mocher, you want part of the fat tomorrow. Lechol b'sar l'mocha, you have a mind to eat from the basar of the shlamim tomorrow. Or kezayis mibsar l'mocha, means after the day that you're allowed to. Or lechol kezayis moral y'lamocha, you have a mind to eat a kezayis of the skin of the tail to eat it tomorrow, which is also called its thin, its very soft skin, it's considered like basar. Lechol is pigel, this is a real machshavas pigel that you have in mind b'shas one of the dalar avodis, that you plan to make an achila tomorrow on the right place, you plan to make this week on the right place, that you plan to do it tomorrow, or you plan to eat it in the right place, just you plan to eat it tomorrow, that's called the machshavos chutz lizmanoi, the wrong time, that's called pigul, and therefore the chayav malav chorus, if you eat from this meat, you chayav chorus. These are the two machshavos. You can have a machshavos shleidim kaimoi, to do it on the wrong place, we could have a machshava shloim bizmanoi to do at the wrong time. Samara says, Tavru, what do we think? That or alya kal yadomi, that the skin of the tail is sitting like the tail itself, like the tail itself. Rashi says, meaning, v'yafil linyin aktara, even a gear for burning of it. Or the shalme kevis, shal yosa krevenami, or korov. That's what we think right now. Ki echid linyin achila, chashav lebosa, just like you're saying now for eating it. is considered like Boso when you mitzvah sack to Rosh Hashanah me Bosro. Utani Matis, the mission says, the Chishach, Eshlom, Lechol, Or Alya, Bachut, Salamach, Ari Machshava. Regal the Chisha, Mechus, Mizbech, Liodom. Even though the Chiddush is like this, even though this Or Alya is supposed to be burnt. So really it's part of the Emurim. If you think now to eat that tomorrow, even though you're thinking to make an achilus mizbeach, instead of that you're going to make an achilus adam, so that's called a machshava. That's also called a machshava. Here, v'akom mechash mechilus mizbeach liyadam. So mashmul shmulin to zeinachnami. Mani Reb Lezvi diyama mechash for mechilus mizbeach achilus adam. Yes, it could be mechash for mechilus mizbeach achilus adam or mechilus adam achilus mizbeach. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on with thought over again the Gemara the next time. Yeah, we'll stop here. We're up to Daf Chof Ches Mralas on top. Yeah, and the Gemara says now that Tavru or Alya Kal Yadami. We're thinking now that the Locher is the skin of the tail, has the Locher like the Alya itself, it's fitted like the meat itself. And therefore, Rashi says, V'yafilu Linyan Haktoro, that even though the when you're supposed to burn the tail, the skin of the tail also is called part to be burnt. Or the Shalme Kevis, Shaliyasa Kraven, when you have to bring a keves for a shalomim, then even the tail is also supposed to be burnt. Not me or karav, the Havamina now is that the skin is considered like the meat itself, or the fat itself, it is supposed to burn it. And therefore, the Chihechad Linyana Chilo, Choshev Le Boso, just like eating is considered something that's Roy Teet, that is called Boso, Linyan Mitzvah Saktaros, and Nami Bosaru. Who are doing the mitzvahs of burning it? It's when you're supposed to burn the tail. The tail is also considered part of the skin. Is called part of the emurim. So therefore, Ketani Masil, the Mishnah says the chishachat shlomim. If you made the shchit on a carbon shlomim, when you had in mind lechol or ha'al yabachutz oy lemocher, you had the machshav teeth, the skin of the tail, either chutzlam koymai the wrong place or else tomorrow. Heavy machshava. The Rav Mishnah says yes. One is posel, one is pikus chalkoros. So the chiddush is beaflagav the chish of mechilus mizbech liyodom. Like really, we're talking about now. These half minutes talking about a kevis, a lamb. You're supposed to burn the tail, and the skin of the tail is also part of the meat that's supposed to be burnt. So really, it's supposed to be on the mizbeach. Still, the Mishnah says if you think b'shas shchita that you're going to eat the skin tomorrow, it's called a machshavas pigel. So more is the question, like why v'kol mechashev me'achilus mizbeach liyodom? You're thinking on this skin that's really supposed to be an achil of the mizbeach, really it's supposed to be burnt on top of the mizbeach, and you're thinking about eating it tomorrow. So it's the wrong type of an achil. It's not roi. It's not, you're not supposed to eat it. So why is that called a machshava? So Marin says yes. Or Mashmul, Shmuel answers and says, or Mani Reb Levi. I'll tell you that our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer Shita. The Yom that he says, we'll see later, Reb Lezer holds, Mechashvin Miachilas Mizbeach Lechilas Adam. Yes, you could have a Machshava, Veshash Shita, or Kabbalah's Rikom, that something that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, you're going to think that you're going to eat it tomorrow. If you have the Machshava to eat it tomorrow instead of burning it today, it's also called the Machshava's Pigol. That's Reb Lezer Shita. Or Miachilas Adam Achilas Mizbeach. If you think about part of the meat that's supposed to be eaten today, if you think you're going to burn it today, you're going to burn it on the mizbeach, you're going to make an achilus mizbeach out of it, that's called the machshavas pigel. So our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Lezer. So therefore, this ora alya, even though it's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, still our Mishnah says if you think to eat it the wrong time, it becomes pigel. It's not, because we learned later that it says, ha-sheichet es ha-zevach, if somebody shechs the carbon, Lechol dover shendak lechol. He has in mind to eat something that's not supposed to be eaten. Part of it is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, part of the emurim. He thinks to eat it chutz lezmanoi. Or else lahaktir dover shendak lahaktir. He thinks to burn something that's not supposed to be burnt. He thinks to burn part of the meat that's supposed to be eaten. So he has this machshava v'shah shchita to make a wrong type of an achila. So kosher, the Tanakhama says that machshav is not a machshav of psula. Since you're thinking to do the wrong thing, that's not called an achila. Therefore, it's kosher. There's no psula pigel. However, Rabbi Lezer Paisa, Rabbi Lezer says no, it's paisa. And Lezer says yes, it's called a machshava. You have a machshava now b'shas one of the dalar avodis
to make it an achila tomorrow, that's pigul. Even though the achila you're thinking of is the wrong type of an achila, really it's supposed to be burnt, and you're thinking tiga tomorrow, still according to Reb Leza, that's called a machshava, that makes pigul. So the kitzal mishnah goes according to Reb Leza. Gemara says, b'maya kimto, what are you putting on mishnah? Who are you putting on mishnah according to? Rabbi Eliezer, you want a mishnah goes according to Reb Leza? If so, aim a sefer. Let's see, what does the sefer say? The sefer, as the next mishnah of Chofta says, that zeha klal, this is the general rule by Karbonis, that kol ha-shoichet v'ha-mekabel v'ha-melech v'yazerch. Anybody that does one of the dalar avoidus, the four avoidus, and he has in mind b'shas one of these avoidus, lechol dova shadarko lechol, to eat part of the meat that's supposed to be eaten, you have in mind tida tomorrow, the wrong time, or else lahakter dova shadarko lahakter, you have in mind to burn these emurim, which is a derech to burn these emurim. So that makes the machshavas tigul. That's the mishnah later. So the deek from the mishnah is dover shadarko lechulin. If you have in mind to eat the meat that you're supposed to eat, just you have in mind to eat it the wrong day, that makes pigul. But shein darko lechul, if you think about, let's say, the skin of the tail that you're not supposed to eat, it's supposed to be burnt, loy, that would not make a machshavas pigul. Is so awesome the Rabbanim? So it comes out the next Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanim. So little of the kasha to say, Mamish, one Mishnah after the next Mishnah to say that Reisha Rabbi Eliezer, the Reisha, our Mishnah we just learned, goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Sefer Rabbanim, and the Sefer the next Mishnah goes according to Rabbanim. Now, Mastavra, usually we say like one Mishnah after another Mishnah, the Reisha and the Sefer goes according to the same Mandi Yama. Tomorrow says, Omalei in, yes. One Teret says, Enochanami, you'll have to say that the ratio goes according to Reb Leza and the Sefer goes according to Rabbanim. That's one Teret. So this first Teret is the way Shmuel learns Shana Mishnah. Rafuna says, or Aliyah, the skin of the tail, Lav Kal Yadomya. So you know, it's not cold like the Aliyah, it's not cold like the meat itself. And therefore, it's something that's not supposed to be burnt. So therefore, it's Poshara Mishnah. Therefore, if you're mechashev to do this tida tomorrow, it's called a good machshava. Rashi says, "Linyan kal lav kal yadomi" means linyan mitzvah taktarosli. Is there a mitzvah to burn it or not? No, you only have to burn the tail, the fat of the tail, but not the skin. Who did me at the kruk? And for it was too later. Rabbi too later. Chel boyalu the pasuk says the fat of the tail tamima kabiyaktoros ayiksiv. That you only have to burn the fat and not the skin, and therefore our Mishnah is good. Here we're talking about eating it. For eating it, it's called something that's real achila. So therefore, if you think to eat it tomorrow, make some achshavas pigul. That's the fullest terrace of Yulam Mishnah. All Ali is last kal yadami. And now Rav explains my time with Rav Huna. What's the reasoning of Rav Huna? Because the pasuk says chel boya aliyah. You're supposed to burn the fat of the tail. And the deek is, for loy or ha'alia, and not the skin of the tail. Therefore, the skin does not have to be burnt. Therefore, it's not called part of the emurim, but rather it's part to be eaten by the kohanim. Therefore, it's good. Why does the machshavas pigul if you plan to eat it tomorrow? That's Rav Huna's teretz. Rav Chizda says, li'oilam or ha'alia kal yadom. I can tell you no. Really, the skin of the tail is also considered like the tail itself. It's also part that should be burnt. It's also called part of the emurim. If so, what does our Mishnah say it becomes pigul if you think tida tomorrow? So yehocha b'mayaskin. No, we're talking about over here, yehocha b'mayaskin on ba'al yoshel gedi. Talking about now the tail of a kid. So in other words, the chizda holds that really the or ha'al yosh is kal yadomi. It's like something that should be burnt. If then the question is that since our Mishnah holds the only chayv and pigul if you think on something that's a derech, like the Rabbanan Shita, that's the say for the Mishnah. So the question is, what's Shan the Reish of the Mishnah? What does our Mishnah say here if you think to eat the skin of the tail, the chayv Mishnah pigul, I the or al yis kal yudom, it should be burnt? So the chizdi answer is, Okamaskina, and the al yoshol gadi, somebody that's a kid. On a kid, on an ace, on a goat, there's no din to burn it. The rock is only on a lamb you're supposed to burn the tail, but not on an aze. So therefore, since the aze, by aze is not toying straight from, therefore it's something that's supposed to be eaten by the owner. So therefore, it's good what the Mishnah says that you have in mind to eat it the wrong time, you'll make a machshavas pickle. Now the Gemara explains, Kula kishmul, the last two terutzim, they're not hold like Shmuel says, lo yamri, they don't like what Shmuel says, reisha rablezer, the sefer abon, lo mukmi, they do not like to say such a docher teres after him. So the reisha, the first mishnah, goes according to rablezer, and the sefer, the second mishnah, goes according to rabbonin, they do not like that teres. So therefore the other ones do not like Shmuel's first teres. Kravun lo yamri, how come the other two do not like Rafuna's teres, that he says really or alyo is lav kal yadomi? The answer is, because or al yakal yadomi kamashmul, because they hold no, they hold this is the skin of the tail is very soft, it's like the meat, it should be considered like the meat itself. Therefore, they do not like to answer to say that the skin is not like the meat itself. Therefore, they do not like Rafuna's teres. Rav Chizda, my tam lo yamri. But the Chur Kashmir is, why don't they like Rav Chizda teres? Rav Chizda says, poshit, that even though the ora al ye is kal yadomi and by ye kevis, it is burnt, but the Mishnah is talking about a gedi, a kid, an ace. By an ace, it's not supposed to be burnt at all. That's what it's supposed to be eaten. That's what the Mishnah says. It's a machshavas pigle. Simur says, if so, that they don't like Rav Chizda teres, because my kumashvulon, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah then? Or al yakal yadomi, if it's talking about a gedi, so pshita. No chiddush is that the skin is like the meat itself. So if you nachash to eat the meat, there's a machshavas pickle. So the question is pshita. Tanina learned this already. Learned the Gemara Chum, the Gemara Nida, that the elu sher was saying kibsaron. These are the things that their skin is like its meat. Or shatachas al ya, the skin of the tail. It says clearly the skin of the tail, legeat ilchas tumor, that just like the bottle is makabu tumor, who are then the skin is also makabu tumor. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? The Gemara answers, Rav Chizda, was Rav Chizda hold? Rav Chizda Yitzchak, he says, no, still our Mishnah is the chiddush. Because otherwise, Salkut Da'etach Aminach, I would have thought to say, Salkut Da'etach Aminach, Hani Mili, when is it true? When do I say that the aura of the Aliyah is Kal Yadomi, maybe only Linyan Tumor? The Rochich Mitzarif, since it's very soft, it's sort of like meat, it's Mitzarif with the meat. Aval Hocho, Eima L'moshcha L'gduna, Kederach Sham Lochim Eichlim, L'yavdi M'lochim D'yach L'hochi, Eima Loi Kamash Malon. But over here, we're talking about now Achilas Kotshim. Achilas Kotshim is L'moshcha L'gduna Kederach Sham Lochim Eichlim. You have to eat at the Choshev Achila. So maybe the skin is not called such a Choshev Achila, so there not be a mitzvah of Kotshim to eat the skin. Even though the skin is cold like the bosa, vilchas tumah, but maybe in your kutchim, like it says, matnas kuna loch, rosh mei sol, lochana tamah moshcha, so the gash is lahana look dulak, ravim and rabbah, numach ye oichle noise derech achilas malachim, ye have to eat in a fancy way, the way malachim eat it, so maybe eating the skin is not called an achila. So therefore, if you have a machshava to eat the skin tomorrow, maybe that would not make a machshava spigul, kamash malon, that's what the chizlan shan na mishnah. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that even this machshav also makes a machshav is pigul. Mace, we have a question. It says that the sefer it says hashoyich des oil, where the shechs the korban oilo lahakter kizayis meor shetach asalya. You have in mind to burn some of the skin of the tail chutzlam koima the wrong place. Pasul, that's the machshav is psul. V'yein by chorus, that's the din of our Mishnah. Chutzlas mana, you have in mind b'shash shechita to burn the skin of the tail tomorrow, pigle, that makes a machshavas pigle. That's called an achilas mizbeach. When you have a mind to do with chutzlas mana, that makes pigle. And therefore, v'chayov malav koros. If somebody eats from the meat now, he's chayav koros. Elezer ben Yehuda ish avli oimer mishum Rabbi Yaakov. V'chein hoyu Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar ichus oimer mishum Rabbi Shimon. She said over the name of mishum Rabbi Shimon that echot or beis aparsus. Whether it's the skin of the Beis HaParsois, that's by the hooves, behema daka, whether it's a small behema, the yech from a small behema, the yechet or a rosh, shalegel arach, whether it's the skin of the head of a soft ego, soft calf, it means during the first year, the yechet or shatakasai, whether the skin of the tail, the chol shemona kachomim, and any type of a skin that the chom say, kabituma, but it says neither Gemara and Chulin get Hilchos Kabbalas Tumor. The Elu, these are the cases, Shere Sein Kibsarim, that the yod, the skin, has a lochem like the meat itself. which comes to include Lohovi or Shabesa Boishis, even the or by the Beisha Boishis means by the Beisha Erva of the Nikeva, yeah. So if these type of skins, if you have in mind the Shashchita, to eat them, Chutzlim Koyma, the wrong place, Pesul, the Ainba Koros, Chutzlim Koyma only always makes a Pesul. Chutzlim Zman, if you have in mind the Shashchita, to eat these things at the wrong time, Pigul makes Pigul, the Yavmal of Koros, and therefore you Chayav Koros on these things. So the Dig is, Oyla in, only if you have in mind to eat the skin of the tail of a Korban Oyla. Only a Korban Oyla do we say the skin of the tail is called like the tail itself, like the Bosar. The other carbonus, the skin is not cold like the meat. Rashi says, "Oilin, kabi oilu d'toni machsheva saktoros or ali d'posol." Avzevach stam leketoni. So Roshamina ein machsheves haktoros meles bior ali b'shas vochem. But shas vochem, the skin is not cold like the ali itself. So who's this called? Who does this test to go like? So bishlem lefuna konter. Lefuna is very good. Hanad is on Yelo. That's why it says on Yelo. Because Avuna says, Stam is there that all the alya is lavka alya domi. There's a meat, only the fat of the alya of the tail, and not the skin itself. There's only a special rule by Korban Olam that even the skin is also called kalya domi. But by Shaz Vachim, the skin is not called kalya domi. It's very good. Elo le Rav Chizda, but according to Rav Chizda, he says no. All the alya is fitted like the regular alya. It also has lacha to be burnt on a keves, that the alya is burnt. The skin is also burnt, and so ma'ir the tonyola was, as only said by korban oyla, list is zevach any korban you bring, even a shlamim. You bring a keves for shlamim that you're supposed to burn the alya. The skin should have the same alacha, and here it's mashma. It's only the skin of a korban oyla and not the skin of a shlamim. So malacha chizul ends you like this. He boys him one parent says Baal Yeshagadi. Here again we're talking about the Al Yavagadi of a kid. Therefore, by a kid the tail is not, you don't burn it. So therefore there's no din, the skin should be burnt also. Only by Korban Oyla, that everything is kula kolo, everything is burnt. There we said that even the skin of the tail also is supposed to be burnt. But it's only by Korban Oyla and not by Korban Shlamin. When? By a gedi, by a goat, Renechnami, by a keves, by a lamb, the din would be, you're supposed to burn the skin of the tail also. The boy said, another parrot would be, is Tony Zevach and Echnami, to not learn this special law only by Korban Oyla, but what did the old Zvachim, by all Korbanis, when you bring a Keves, since you're supposed to burn the Aliyah, the Oha Aliyah also should be burnt, and therefore there's a Machsheves, Chusnus Man, Chusnus Mekaymai, on the Oha Aliyah also. Loved up the Korban Oyla, any Zevach would have the same halacha. Now the Gemara goes to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Posul v'yein bekoros." The Mishnah makes a difference that if the shas the dalat avoidus you have in mind on a ma'is achila to do with shloidim kaimai, to do with the wrong place, either to eat it not in the base of midish, or else to burn it not in the right place, then it's only posul, but there's no chiyuv koros. So you have in mind to eat it or to burn it the wrong time in the wrong shloidim zmanoi, that makes pigul, then you chayuv koros. The question is, Mino and Emili, how do we know this difference between the two machshavis? Mino and Emili, how do we know this? So Shmuel says, really, Trey Kroik Sivi. Because there are two psukim. Mahi, what are the two psukim? There's one posuk is Mashmitsoni posuk, one says it's the pigle. What are the two psukim? Well, my Rab explains like this. The posuk says, Shlishi, Zeo Chuslis Manai. That's if you have in mind, eat it at the wrong time, the third day. A korban shlomim, you'll have to eat for 2 days. If you have in mind Bishashchit, you can eat it on the third day, that's a psul of Chutzlis Manoi. That makes the Chiyuv Koros. Then when the pasuk is extra pigul, Zehu Chutzlim Kaimoi. That means to include another type of a machshava. A machshava of Chutzlim Kaimoi. You have in mind to eat it at the wrong place, or you have in mind to burn it not on the Mizbeach. That makes a psul. Even though the pasuk calls it pigul, it's not really pigul, but rather it's only a psul. Now when the Pesuk says the anefesh or achilas mimenu, the v'darshin echad loishnayim, on one of these two cases the Pesuk says yichayev koros, the nefesh achilas mimenu, koros it says, says mashmo nefesh achilas mimenu, only from one of these two machshavis, if you eat from the meat or yichayev koros, but not on both of them. Zeh chutzlus manoi. That if you had the machshava teed it at the wrong time, that makes a psul pigol on the meat, and therefore eat from it the chayv koros. Or the muta comes to exclude chutzlum koimai. That b'shash chito of the dalad avodis you only had in mind to burn it or eat it at the wrong place, that only makes a psul. But tomorrow, let's say the opposite way. The aim, why don't I say the anefer shoychelas imenu that it gets koros zeh chutzlum koimai. Maybe they had a machshava to eat it or to burn it the wrong place. Maybe that gives you a psul in this korus, not to eat the meat of this korban. Or lumut echuslas manoi. And maybe if you only have a machshava to eat it the wrong time or to burn it the wrong time, maybe there it's only psul. Maybe there it's no chiyuv korus. So how do I know to say the real din of tigul and yechayev korus of yeet to meat is that when you have in mind to eat it or to do a ma'isa achila, whether it's nachilus mizbeach or whether it's nachilus adam, nachilus mizbeach again meaning either you have a mind to put the dam on mizbeach the wrong day, or if you have a mind to burn the fat the wrong day, that machshava makes pigul, gives the chiyuv koros upon the meat. Or else if you have a mind to eat it the wrong day. How do I know this? Gemara says mistarva, this is a svara chutz lezmanoi oduf. That the machshava to do it the wrong time, and that's the biggest soul. It's a svara they should have a chiyuv koros. The posuk day, because that's the posuk starts off. It says shlishi, meaning you have a mind to do it the wrong day, the third day. So that's a svara chutzla zmanoi should be a chiyuv koros. So Moshe says ad rabba just the opposite way. Chutzlam kaima yodav. Maybe the machshava to do it the wrong place is a bigger machshava. You know why? The somachle, it's closer to the posuk that says you get chorus. As long as the high menu, somach le pigli yid ma'binim bechusim kaimai. So here maybe it's mashma more that chusim kaimai should have the chiyuv chorus. The more says rather elo omar abaya that tiyosi rav yitzchak bar avimi. Omar rav also like this. Somach adetoni tana. He somach adetana learned that it says like this. Kishuay marshlishi the pashas kedoshim to you. And it says the word shlishi again in the pashas of Reshim Tiyu. Pashas there, it's a cross look, it's a small pasuk. V'mecho yiyocho b'yom ha-shlishi pigelhu lo yirotza. It says also there, pigelhu, it says by b'yom ha-shlishi. So, again, Tzani k'shuayim ha-shlishi pashas k'deshim Tiyu, Shein Tam Lerman doesn't have to say it. Shirei Kfanem already said it already in Vayikra Zayin. Like it already said already before that you have this soul of Yom HaShlishi, this soul of Tigul. Because here the pasuk ends off. It doesn't say chorus, it's a lashon of avoyna tisa. That's what it means to have a chiyuv chorus. The question is, imeinu inyan lechutzlus manoi, that this pasuk is mekdeshim to you. If we do not need that pasuk for the psul,